Morning, everyone. I'm Mark Parsons, and I'm sharing with you from Great Hope Christian Fellowship Church today as pastor of the church. And I have titled our message today, Visions and Revelations. Visions and Revelations. I just explained to our folks here in our audience that their great vision and revelation of God is to get on board with Jesus Christ, come into His family, believe by faith, live a life of faith in Him, in Jesus Christ, and to be with Him in the end, to enter the kingdom of God in the end when it's all said and done. That's the overall vision and revelation of God. But in our life and our journey down here, we have specific questions. You know, we know we're His child. We know we're going to be faithful to Him. We may mess up, but we're not going to quit. And like I said earlier, we're not going to jump off the potter's wheel because we're the clay and He's the potter. He knows what He's doing. We're not going to run, but it's going to be painful while we're here. So we know the overall objective is to vision and revelation is to be with Him and to be faithful. And for the Lord to say, what a vision. Have this for your vision. Have this for a vision to hear the Lord say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in this and that. Enter into the joy of the Lord. I mean, I would love the Lord to say that to me in the end. I expect that and I hope I hear that. But in the short term of things in our life, there's all kind of things going on. Gee, there's education. There's, you get to a point where you can drive. There's the issue of cars and vehicles and insurance. And there's education. And there's sometimes boyfriends and girlfriends. And there's situations and bumps in the road as we go and disappointments. And there's all kinds of stuff going on in our life. There's death. There's birth. And so how many of you really want to be where God wants you to be? How many of you are satisfied right now that God is working on you and in your life in this day to be the child He called you to be? Although it's leading somewhere, but you still want Him you want satisfaction. You want it seated. You want to know that, Lord, I may have a goal here of anything, learning to play in an orchestra with a violin, and you're right now and the parents understand that the child or whatever the age of the person is trying to learn. I guarantee you that's what it would sound like if I tried it today. But I do know in the end, my vision is the flow, you know, is to really be playing this thing. But it's going to take blood, sweat, and tears along the way to be able to get there. Anyone playing any instrument is going to have to put the time in. So you know that's what you want to do, but in the meantime, God help me and give me the strength, the patience, the understanding, the knowledge of my mind to understand the notes and where we're going to go with this and how to hold things and do things. And it's a whole thing involving now. It's now. I'm living now, Lord. So help me in the now to be able to get and understand what You want me to do. He's the conductor. He's the maestro. We're the French horns, and you know we're the percussion, and we're the violins and the strings and the trumpets and all these things. But He's the maestro. And do you believe the Lord can hear a squeak when we squeak? You'd believe the Lord knows when we can bring it up. We can bring it up when we're not. He knows we're capable of bringing it up. So he goes like this, and he goes like this. No, too much. No, not enough. Too much. Not enough. What are you doing? Playing with me? No, He's not playing. He just knows what it needs to sound like. God knows about melody. God knows about harmony. I mean, I thank God for you guys when you get in here and rehearse our leaders in praise and worship, and you're all in here talking, and Shirley is saying, "Now, come on now, bring it. You can bring that up a little louder, you know." And so you need to be patient with one another. And the harmony is awesome when it comes together. And I thank God for you guys that are practicing that and wanting to glorify God in that, not just to practice to please people, but to please the Lord. So here we are. We know that God has a plan for us. We don't see the fullness of exactly how it's going to work out, but we know where we come from, what we're doing here, and where we're going. You got to know that as a Christian. But in the meantime, He is going to be very patient with us to get us to where we need to be. So don't go beating yourself up. But also, don't say that I'm going to keep doing this, whatever it is, and God will forgive me. Should we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How should we that have died to sin still live in it? So you got this thing going on. You just can't keep doing it just to do it because God is a gracious God, which He is. Because God sees that attitude deep in the heart. He sees that. He knows what's going on down in there. So I have a vision. I have a vision that I'm crying for God's revelation. That's my vision. I want to cry for God's revelation. My vision is for God's revelation to come to me, to reveal unto me what it is exactly that He wants me to do 24/7. I want to walk with Him. And Shirley asked me one time, what could I pray for you for? How can I pray for you? What do you need? I've said this to you before, and I'll say it again. I know of no other desire I have than to hear the voice of God. I said, I want to hear the voice of God. I want to hear from Him. It's everything. You get in a car, you want the dispatcher to tell you where to go. Where do I go? And so He tells you, that's what I want. I want God just to show me where you want me to go. And sometimes you might be on the way to a certain place, a grocery store, or going down to pay your electric bill or whatever, but the Lord says and taps you and He says, I know that's where you're going. We'll take care of that. But right now, I want you to go over here. And you do it in obedience to Him, and God does something with it every time that you're obedient to Him. It's not just dogmatically dug in. And no matter what voice you hear from God, you're not going to do it until you do what you want to do. Then you can have time and cut out some time for Him. But He's always the priority. I want to share a scripture with you that does make a difference in hearing from God and getting the vision of God and the revelation of God. It really, it's rich, it's deep in the history of God's message to us. It carries all the way through the New Testament. But in Jeremiah 33:1-3, there's a way for us to get the vision that God has for us, or you might call it a plan for God that He has for us. But to get something from God, we have to do something on our part too. Always, always, always based on faith, for without faith it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So you got to believe that He is. You got to know that He hears you when you talk to Him. So it's not just a rambling prayers. We come before Him in Jesus' name. But in Jeremiah 33:1-3, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the second time while he was still confined in the court of the guard, saying, thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is His name. Call. Dial Him up. Whatever. You tweet Him? Or you text Him? Or you, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to call it. Back then, they wouldn't say tweet or text. Slash, whatever. What is it?
Hashtag.
Not slash tag. Hashtag. And all the other names that you're going to be hearing that we haven't even heard now that are being invented that are there but have not been publicized yet, but they're there. All those names too, whatever you want to call it, communication. Yeah. He says, call to me and I will answer you. He doesn't say might. It may not be what the answer you want to hear. It may not be in the time you want to hear. But He says, I will answer you if you call to me. And I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. That's what I'm saying. I want to hear the voice of God. I want Him to tell me things that I don't know. Because there's plenty of things that I don't know. And I'm not going to be so foolish to believe that I know so much more than you. Because wisdom will listen to knowledge. And if you have something to say, man, woman, or child, or even that baby, wouldn't it be something that baby, Esther, I believe, little Esther come up here and just walk up here and out of that mouth,
miraculously tell us today to call upon the living God, and He will hear us. The God who made the world and all that's in it, that little baby comes up, I would freak out. Would that change your life? Would that change your life?
Yes.
To me, it'd be just like walking on water, or somebody in the fire not getting burned, or anything else, or walking across the Jordan River and the Red Sea opening up. It would be the same to me if that child came up here knowing where that child is, a baby. How old is she now?
A year and a half.
But before long, she's going to be amazing. You know, the things that she, whatever, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, whatever, she know. It just, ding, dang, walla, walla, bing, bang, you know. But anyhow, if that child were to come up here, that would freak me out in a good way, and it would draw me closer to the Lord. It really would. But however God has to do this right now, He's not going to evidently do that right now, because I see her still, she's just still sitting there. But, yeah, but if that were to be the case, I would welcome that. See, we're not going to quench the Spirit. However God wants to move or speak to us, we need to be very open to that. But He says here, call to Me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. How many of you are really very open to learn some things that you don't know right now, even about yourself? Great and mighty things. Great and mighty things that you do not know. Wow. That's pretty good. But to initiate vision and revelation from the Lord is to initiate a cry out to Him. You want to do it or you don't? Nobody's going to make you. Lord, I want to change. I don't like the way I am. I don't like the habitual things that I seem to do. I don't like it anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. I do it. I have done it. I stumble at times, but I don't want to do it. How can anybody just sincerely cry that out to the Lord and say and mean it with all your heart? God, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. And it says to call out to Me, and I will do great and mighty things which you don't even know you're capable of doing. I will take you from point A to B. I will connect all the dots for you. But you gotta want it. You gotta welcome it. You gotta call it out to Him for that. Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. I don't know about them, but I need You. And they told Him to shut up. That Jesus was too busy to hear him. Bartimaeus. Can we all do that together, sort of like a little orchestra? Let's call that long name of Jesus out. Okay, let's be Bartimaeus. Okay, let's say it together. Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy. That's it, Esther. That's it, honey.
Amen.
Did she say amen?
Yes, she did.
Is that what she's really saying?
Amen. She's saying amen. Wow.
D. Good stuff from the Lord in, good stuff out.
Amen.
Junk in, junk out. But I don't want to be a junkie anymore. I don't want the world's junk. I don't want the world has to say. I don't want anything to do with what the world is doing. Because the world cannot tell God how God needs to be. God is, and there is no other. God is telling us how we need to be. You're a male. You're a female. That's how you're born. That's who you are.
Amen.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want to say, but that's who you are. And you always will be. And I love you, being the male or the female, but don't have to worry and go through all this pain and suffering and everything, try to make a sexual gender change. You don't need to do that. I love you the way you are. And so, wow. I don't know about you, but and I'm not going to apologize and say I'm sorry. That I'm not going to do that because I'm not sorry. But I'm going to call out to Jesus to be the man He wants me to be. I want the vision and the revelations of God. And if I'm hungry enough to go after it, that's what I'm going to receive. Don't let anything or anybody, person, place, or thing stand between you and your beloved Jesus.
suffer of the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. We need to be very mature, very adult, but also very childlike in our faith. We need to trust God and believe God that He knows what He's doing in our life. Are you satisfied where you are right now in what you're doing? You may not be able to work. You may be beyond the working age. You may be getting ready to enter into the employment world. You may be getting ready to go to school. You may be getting ready to have a little fuzzy feeling about a guy or girl and what's going on here. She's kind of cute. He's kind of cute. And all this kind of stuff. But you don't, what's going on here, Lord, in my world, in my life? I want you to be Lord of my life. I want you I want to have the feelings that you want me to have in a relationship or my relationship with my fellow employees. I want you to be Lord of my life. I invite you. I look forward to hearing about great and mighty things which I don't know. Isn't that something to look forward to? What four-letter word would to do a summarization of what I just said? It would be what? H-O-P-E? It'd just be full of hope to have an expectation of God showing you great and mighty things that you don't know. What a mighty God we serve, y'all. We're on our way to the kingdom. And we need to have God's vision and revelation today. We know where it's going to end up for those who are faithful to Him. We know that, but what about right now? I'm in between jobs. I've got these things pending in my life. Where am I now? N-O-W, right now. That's not here. Tomorrow, Monday's not here. What about right now? Our dryer just died recently. It died. It's about time for it to die. You know, it's a speed queen, been around a long time. But you know what? I told Shirley, normally, you know, I'm the head of the house, I'm the priest of the home, I'm the patriarch of the home and everything. I take care of stuff like that. And I would just go out and just go down to Tate or someplace or go get a little ding, scratch, or whatever on the side. Nobody ever see it. I don't care. I get a good price on it. I don't care. But, you know, I told her, I said, I can't do that right now. And she wasn't leaning on me to do it right now. And you know what? She couldn't either. She went and looked at a couple things, but we're going to be all right. My daughter comes by, and I had some sheets that I use in our work truck, and I wash them quite frequently. Shimmy comes by and says, I'll take them and dry them. The rest of the stuff I just laid on the couch and let it air dry, you know. For now, we're not going to continue that, but right now I'm just trying to, I just want to say to you, my vision for right now is to be at peace over a dryer. And I want to live in that, in the moment where I am right now, because God's going to take care of the dryer in due time. I expect in a very near future. But in the meantime, I'm not going to let a broken dryer break my heart. Amen. I sure can't let somebody else's broken heart break my heart. Because I know about some broken hearts. I know that. But I can't. You got a broken car. You're broke down. I don't want to pull up beside you and make sure I break mine down so we can both be broken down together and say, yeah, you got a broken down car. I got a broken down. Yeah, that's all. It's cool. I'm no better than you. We both broken down. You know, let me beat on it. Let me pour sand in my engine. Let me break down too, so you know you won't feel bad because I'm okay and you got a problem. You know, so we need to be looking to the Lord in the circumstances where we are in any given moment. And look at this promise. You know about this one. We just shared this one recently in Habakkuk. I want to read it again because it has to do with what we're talking about right now. Habakkuk 2:1 says, and I want to point out something here. It says in Habakkuk 2:1, I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me and how I may respond when I am reproved. I want to say this about Habakkuk 2:1. Now watch with me how many times it says I or me, or, you know, talking about the personal, the personage of the person crying out. I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I
will keep watch to see what he will speak to me and how I may respond when I am reproved. Me, myself, and I is appropriate in this case because me, myself, and I want to hear from the living God. It's not a pride thing. It's not a selfish thing. Someone used to say, a former pastor here, Brother Frank, used to say, I don't know about your God, but my God's going to take care of me. And some people get little feathers, a little ruffled. What do you mean about your God? You know, I serve the same God you do. Well, then do it, you know. But he would say, I don't know about your God, but my God. Look how many times it says, I, me, myself, I'm going to stand, I'm going to watch, and I'm going to see what God will say to me. How many of you have been doing that, but you want to do it more? You want to ratchet this communication with the Lord up. You want this vision to be more clear and clarified and the revelations of God to come to your heart. How many of you really want that? You really hunger for that? Or are you satisfied with the status quo? It's okay. Don't rock the boat. I'm not satisfied just to say, this is the way it's always been, this is the way it's always going to be. I'm okay. It's just no big deal. You know, but it is a big deal to be seeking the great and mighty things that God has for you. It is a big deal. You may be employed by the same company this Monday. And thank God if you got a job and you are. Or you might be involved in the same course of study if you're going to school. Or you might be whatever it is, but it's a brand new Monday and you've never faced it before, because that Monday tomorrow, if it should come, will be August the 25th, 2013. Never been here before, never will be again. And neither will the heartbeats that you experience in those moments tomorrow, if it should come, will be the same heartbeats that you're having right now. It'll be a brand new day for you, a brand new Monday. Not Monday wash day and whatever Monday is to you, but a brand new Monday to go forth with a great expectation of the great and mighty things that God's going to show you, reveal unto you, and give you vision for in that given day. I have never been patient with that jerk before, because he or she is an absolute idiot and does not deserve my patience. Wow. In Sunday you were singing Rock of Ages and Amazing Grace, and now you're wanting to crucify somebody because you're done with your patience. The Lord says, well, I agree with that. You are. You're out of your patience, because that's all it is. Your patience, not mine. So you're done. You're fried. Now what do you want to do about it? What do you mean, do about it? I'm kind of happy with what I just said. Well, you are. And here's another free trip ticket to go around the mountain. There you go. Take a bunch of Band-Aids with you and some little blister X for your little blisters, because that's where you're going. Oh, again? Yeah, your attitude's the same. Why don't you go again? Wow, you're pretty hard. No, I love you. You haven't learned yet. Go around the mountain. And next time you won't go from left to right, you go right to left. If you have that attitude. How many of you know that God really loves you, has a plan for your life, and wants to set you on one ball of fire on this earth before you go out of here? I don't care what age we are. Helen, you might have us beat today, but I don't care how old you are. I don't care how many, whatever we've been through, this is a brand new day. God has great and mighty things for Helen Gomez. I don't care how old we are or how young we are. Little Esther. God wants to do a mighty work in our life. Are you ready? I can hear the Lord say, are you ready for the revelations I have for you? For the visions I have for you? Yeah. Last week, Nicole, we were talking about having a passion for the Lord. Young people having a passion for other young people. Welcome it. And be the child that God called you to be right where you are. Take that torch into UPS. Take that torch to school. Take that torch wherever you are. Take that torch. I mean, of all things, Brian, it's really cool to be in the business you're in, because you're in the rehab business. I'm going to rehab this broken carburetor. I'm going to rehab this engine, and you're going to go out here. You're not going to blow smoke anymore. It's going to be working properly. You're in the rehab business of all things. Praise God. You know, God makes things that are broken to be functional. And today, I pray that those of you who have heard this over the internet, and those of you here today, would take what I believe the Spirit of God has said today, take to heart what God is beseeching us to do, and that is to cry out to Him to change us, because He is in the business of transformation, metamorphosis. The Lord is in the business of going from the caterpillar to the butterfly. But it is a process. Enjoy it. Don't live a life pending the success of somebody else. Don't live a life that now you're happy your son's not going to jump out of the plane. I went with a parachute. Don't live a life depending upon what somebody else does or does not do. You're independent of that. And I want to share something with you, and we're going to close with this, because it has to do with effort. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't stall out. And I don't know, I read this recently. I didn't know all this about Abraham Lincoln, but it's just briefly, just a paragraph. But Paul Kahn wrote about the failures in the life of Abraham Lincoln in a book titled Making It Happen. And I didn't realize this, but listen to this. If you think you're a failure, and sometimes you're ready just to give up and quit, Lincoln pursued his vision until he became the 16th president of the United States, Kahn says. Abraham Lincoln lost more times than he won. He failed in business in 1831, was defeated for the legislature in 1832, again failed in business in 1833, then was elected to the legislature in 1834, but in 1838 he ran for speaker and lost. In 1840 he ran for elector and lost. In 1843 he ran for Congress and lost. He tried it again in 1846 and was elected, but was defeated and lost his job in 1848. In 1855, he ran for the Senate and lost. In 1856, he tried for vice president and lost again. Loser! Here comes Abe. Loser! I don't care how many times this world calls me loser. I'm a winner. I will defeat those lies by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I don't care what kind of lies or slime you throw at me. I'm on my way to the kingdom. Yes. Want to go? A young man told me something the other day. He stood right there on my street talking to me after helping me with something. He said, you know, somebody asked me the other day about Jesus, and three people recently have given their hearts to the Lord. He was telling me, young persons, young people, 17, 18. And he said, One person said, why are you telling me these things about Jesus? And he said, because I want you to go where I'm going. He said, no one ever told me that before. He said, I want you to go where I'm going, to heaven. He said, no one's ever told me that before. He ran for vice president and lost again. In 1858, perhaps thinking his luck had changed, he ran for a second time for the Senate. He lost again, but in 1860, only 2 years later, he ran for president and was elected as president of the United States. Abraham Lincoln became one of the greatest presidents we ever had. Wow. I am not a loser, and you are not a loser. He who rejects Jesus Christ is a loser.
And if you do that to the last breath within you, it expires, and you believe that, that there's some other way other than Jesus, you are a loser. For sure. But today, I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you? Oh, yes, I do. I'm not a loser. And God is not through with fashioning me and molding me to the image of Jesus Christ. No, He's not. There's hope here. So today we sing Rock of Ages, and tomorrow you walk on that rock. You live on that rock, that foundation, tomorrow. No matter what phone call you get, no matter who says what, no matter what develops, we sing the Rock of Ages today. He's our foundation and our rock tomorrow. And if I should see you in a fault and you come to me cut and bleeding, so to speak, spiritually, I'm going to reach out to you and say, welcome home. You want prayer? Let's do it God's way. And hoping for changes to take place, of course. That is our goal. My vision is for the children of God to be successful and don't quit. Don't give up. But to receive all the great and mighty things that He has for us. We will continue this discussion at a later time. Call it part two or part three. Or I may not ever see you again. I don't know. But the truth is, we eat today, we digest it, and we go out tomorrow and apply the Word of God to our daily life. Applied Christianity. Apply it. Apply it. Apply it. Application is everything. I pass the ball to you. Now do what you're able to do, and do the application of your training and get that ball on down the field and score a goal for the glory of God. Amen? For those of you that may be listening, I pray that you will make Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life. Without Him, you are not going to heaven. It's either heaven or hell. If you have not accepted Him as Lord and Savior, you are not at this moment going to heaven. If you do, then you are on the glory train and you're on your way to the kingdom. So get off the long black train. Get on the glory train. Give Jesus your life and do it His way. He'll make sense out of it. Cry out to Him for vision and revelation, and you are guaranteed to get it. God bless you.